Guelph, Wellington, it will be closer to a return to normal this Remembrance Day Friday in Guelph and Wellington County. Here's where you can mark the day and pay respects in the area. Guelph. The day begins with a small gathering at McRae House starting at 8:30 a.m. Following this, there will be a parade beginning on Farquhar Street at 9:45 a.m. marching to the Sleeman Center for a service starting at 10 a.m. Following the service, the parade will start again on Courthouse Lane and march to the Guelph Cenotaph, then back down Wyndham Street to Farquhar Street again. Multiple roads will be closed that morning, including Farquhar Street to Wyndham Street, Wyndham Street from Farquhar to Woolwich, and Woolwich Street from the Sleeman Center to Cardigan Street. There is also an event at the U of G in Brannion Plaza with a procession to War Memorial Hall to lay wreaths from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Alora and Fergus. There will be a service at the Salem Cenotaph at 9:30 a.m. followed by a service at the Alora Cenotaph at 11 a.m. In Fergus, a parade will leave the local Legion at 10:30 a.m. heading to the Fergus Cenotaph with a service to follow. Drayton. The Drayton Legion branch is holding a service at 2:30 p.m. at the Cenotaph in Drayton following a parade from the Legion. Paslinch. There is a Remembrance Day service at the Paslinch Community Center at 10:30 a.m. on November 11. Palmerston. The Palmerston Legion will hold a Remembrance Day service at the Cenotaph at 11 a.m. Harriston. The Harriston Legion branch will have an outdoor service at the Cenotaph at 11 a.m. Arthur. The Arthur Legion will have a parade from its branch to the Cenotaph for a morning service at 10:45 a.m. Erin. There will be a gathering at the Erin Cenotaph at 10:45 a.m. with a moment of silence following at 11 a.m. Mount Forest. There will be a service at the Mount Forest Cenotaph at 10:45 a.m.